Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, give us an update on beef for babies.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council has been conducting efforts to raise awareness with key health professionals about the role beef can play in a healthy diet for infants and toddlers. Specifically, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommends starting infants and toddlers on solid foods like beef starting at 6 months of age with physician approval. This has included editorials in the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians magazine and a nutrition influencer event. But the Oklahoma Beef Council recently sponsored Kelly Hawthorne, a pediatric nutrition researcher at the University of Texas Medical Center, who spoke on the importance of meeting nutrition needs in early childhood and practical tips for doing so at the Oklahoma Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians Conference. We will continue with these efforts in 2023. It is a true testament to the beef checkoff and its human nutrition research work that help play a part in laying the foundation for this guidance. To learn more, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, live cattle selling pressure stemming from lower cash that surfaced yesterday. Live trade took place $2 and $3 lower. This may have set the direction for business today. Traders will be looking ahead to the cattle on feed report after the close, but the overriding influence will be cash trade. Weaker cash last week and again this week does not bode well for the market in the near term. Whatever the report says today will garner more reaction on Monday, as traders will position themselves today in anticipation of what they feel the report will indicate. Now, hogs sold off as a reaction to continued cash weakness. Cutouts were higher Wednesday and again yesterday with a gain of $1.68, but that failed to provide any support. February futures matched the previous lows from October 4th and rebounded slightly. Due to it being Friday, there is a strong chance the market will bounce today, as some traders will take profits before the weekend. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed a cash down 86 cents, the weighted average down $70.35. Now, March Kansas City wheat's trading about 4 cents lower early, making a bid for a third consecutive lower close to finish the week. In spite of low U.S. supplies and ongoing drought in the southwestern plains, traders remain committed to the short side of the wheat market, a dangerous obligation for people that don't own any wheat. And we can see from the CFTC data that commercials are net long all three U.S. wheats, which is something you don't see very often and usually happens when prices are fundamentally cheap, as they are today. Now, March corn's trading about 3 cents lower early today, challenging its 100-day average with more pressure from rain in the forecast for Argentina over the next 2 weeks. There have been many reports of rain this season for Argentina from other sources. It turned out to be insufficient for crops. And March soybeans trading about 1 cent higher early today after the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said only 3% of Argentina's crop was rated good to excellent. Futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 13th through 15th, 2023 at State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily Farm News email. At the close yesterday, February live cattle down 85 cents at 155.95, April down 110, 159.12, March feeder cattle down 162, 180.10, and April down 115 at 180.15. February hogs down 67 cents, 76.65. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, well, the March down 9.5, 832. May down 9.5, 827.5. Chicago wheat March down 8 cents, 734.5. May down 7.5, 742.75. March corn down 4 cents, 677.25. May was down 4.5 cents, 674.75. March soybeans down 9.75. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.